Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Akhtar Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Sukune Dil Dar Majlisi Ahle Dil. Siwaye Tere Koi Tikana Nahi Ya Rab Jidhar Bhi Jau Siwaye Tere Koi Tikana Nahi Ya Rab Jidhar Bhi Jau Kise ghame ja no dil sunau kise mein zakhme jigar dikau kise ghame ja no dil sunau kise mein zakhm hai jigar dikau ye duniya wale to bewafa hai wafa ki qeemat se bekhabar hai ye duniya wale to bewafa hai wafa ki qeemat se bekhabar hai phir unko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banau bin unko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banau siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jau ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa ghulam unka banu to kyun kar ghulam ka bhi ghulam ban kar main apni qeemat ko kyun ghataau ghulam ka bhi ghulam ban kar main apni qeemat ko kyun ghataau kyun ghataau siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jau ye mana hum chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast o sheda magar nashe man jo arzi ho to usko maskan main kyun banau magar nashe man jo arzi ho to usko
کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا، تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا، تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. Friends, these are the ash'ar of a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ash'ar of that person who sacrificed his youth and everything seeking and teaching the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person like me standing up here trying to even literally translate these words, Allah can never ever do justice to this. One time Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala came out of his house and these words were on his tongue, Nafaqa Hanzala. And these are the Sahaba of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu, that Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Came out of his house saying, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become hypocrite. Hanzala has become apostate. Walking, he came into contact with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Oh, Hanzala, what are you saying? What are you saying? So he said, my condition is such that when I go into the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I'm in a totally different condition. I feel totally that this world is absolutely nothing. But when I leave the majlis and I come back out, then my condition is just like I go back to what I was. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, then this is also my condition as well. And both of them then went to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the condition, if you had to stay in the condition that you are here in my majlis, then the angels would sacrifice themselves upon you. So this is the condition that when you are here and when you are back home, that's my condition. When I come to the majlis, I'm a buzruk, I'm a wali, you know, I'm a sheikh, I'm a peer, I'm a mufti, I'm a everything. It's only Hazrat Sheikh Damat Barakatum's compassion that recalls us in front. Otherwise, definitely, I'm not worthy of standing there. Going back from here, then I know what my condition is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the realities of this into our hearts. Our Dada Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when a person is speaking, then his ears are closer to his mouth than anybody else. So before I'm speaking to you, my voice reaches my ears first. I'm listening to myself first. Allah make it that I address myself first, that the realities of all this come into my heart and realize the purpose of our life. We realize that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, do you think we have created you in tomfoolery? Do you think that we have created you just without any real purpose? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجِعُونَ. And do you think that you are not going to come back to us? Now in the kitab, by Hassan Sahib was reading regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in Kul, that the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, that if these things which you hold so beloved to you, your family, your progeny, your parents, your dhivajnazal, eight things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one after the other, that if these things become more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more beloved to you than Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to pass. And our shaykh, our dada shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, taught us so beautifully, and this is what we will get when we will come into the company of the Ahlullah. And this is the crux of the ashar which are going to be translated now in a broken way. But anyway, these are, that if these things become more beloved to you, then dada shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that make the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 51%. Everything else 49%. That ahab means more beloved. So you have love for all these other things. It's natural that you have love for your family, for your spouse, for your children, for your businesses, for your home. It's natural that you have love for all these things. But make the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. That when it comes to the decision of choosing between the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my pleasure or the pleasure of anybody else, then we give preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi entitled this ash'ar, سُكُونَ دِلْ دَرْ مَجْلِسِ أَهْلِ دِلْ, that the contentment of heart a person will find in the company of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the company of the people of those who had heart, who have heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, stay in the company of those who are صادق في التقوى, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have got taqwa in their life, that when you see them, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay in their company. Then you will get contentment. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that a wealthy person is not that person who's got a lot of money, lot of wealth, and lot of things of comfort. A wealthy person is that person who's got contentment of heart. And this contentment of heart, where we are going to find, as Rasulullah rahmatullah alayhi is telling us, we are going to find it in the company of the people who've got heart. Hearts we have all got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Sahaba kiram, the Rijal, they were men. They were people, we are all men. Biologically, we've all got hearts, we've all got lungs, we've all got kidneys, we've all got limbs, we've all got eyes and ears and different organs. They also had it. But Allah says, Rijal, they were men. They had metal in them, they had quality in them, they realized the purpose of life. So if you want this to come into you, that you realize what is the purpose of my life, what is the object of my life, then go into the company of those who have got heart. When you come into their company, then you'll also get a heart. Automatically it will rub up onto you. You always say that the glass of water, if you put it into the refrigerator, into the fridge, it will become cold. And the same glass of water, if you put it onto the stove, then it's going to boil, it's going to become hot. So the type of company we're going to keep, that is what is going to become of us. And the sukoon and the contentment of heart that they have, when we will come into their company, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer it into our heart. Like it is said so beautifully, that ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. That this flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just come into the heart. And how you ignite a fire, like how you use a matchstick or something, when you come into the company of the Ahlullah, of the Ahladil, then it will get ignited into your heart. It will seena, the it will move from bosom to bosom, from chest to chest. Nevertheless, in the first couplet, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali says, the siwai tere koi thikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jau, kise ghame jaan no dil sunau, kise mein zakhme jigar dikhau. That, oh Allah, oh my beloved, and that's what he's saying. These are the ash'ar, these are the words of a person who sacrificed his entire life seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he's speaking out the pain of his heart. And he's saying that, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. There is nothing for me. Wherever I go, a person is looking for contentment of heart. Somebody thinks, sports is everything in my life. Without sports, you know, in sports we can look after the youth like this, we can do like that, we can progress like this, we must arrange activities at the masjid to attract this. Somebody will say that the contentment of heart is in business. When a person has got wealth, then he can buy all the things of comfort. And this is what the Ahl-e-Dil will teach us. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that rahat aur cheez hai. Or saman rahat aur cheez hai. That you can have the best mattress in the world. But if Allah hasn't designed sleep and comfort for you, then the best mattress will help you nothing. So that is something else. The means of attaining comfort, that is something else. Comfort is something else. So if you are looking for peace of mind, So this Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is saying, it's everybody looks for it in different things, in different avenues. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah bi likrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. And that also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, with what wisdom and with what humor used to make us understand. That remember, Allah is a word to draw the person's attention. There are different words in Arabic. Allah ama, ya, ha, and Allah. That, and then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that, listen clearly what I'm saying. I'm not saying Yamaha, I'm not an agent for Yamaha or anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using one of those words, one of those letters, that Allah, take heed, listen. Very important what I'm saying. If you're looking for contentment of heart, it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali said that, where, oh Allah, besides you, contentment I can find nowhere else, wherever a person can go. He can think it is in his business, he can think it is in his family. These eight things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the ayah, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, that these eight things which naturally a person has inclination towards. If you feel that your comfort is going to be in any of these things, then remember, you will never find solace, you will never find comfort, you will only find comfort with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like our Hazrat Rahmat Barakatuh is stressing, that our solution to our problem and everything is in salah. In our problem, our solution to our problem is going back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where our solution is, there we don't look for it. We look for it everywhere else. Many a time, a person's got an ailment, he goes to a doctor. Doctor charges huge, very high cost and consultation fees. Somebody tells him an ordinary remedy. Have Arab, or boil some soft at home, or do this, or do that. Then we feel, this is just something. And many a time our solution is there. So our solution in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because of our way of thinking, we have been brought up with a different way, a different culture, a different way of looking at things, so we find our solutions, we think our solutions also in different places. The way we think, that's where we think ourselves, but our solution is in the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, siwai tere, oh Allah, besides you, there is no comfort, there is no solace, wherever I go, whether I go to any of these things which I mentioned in this ayat, my mansions at home, my big house, palatial homes, my servants, my workers, my business, my sports, my politics, my whatever, going on a cruise, going for holidays, all these things, wherever a person feels that he can find, oh Allah, my solace, you are the only means of support that I have. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali says, ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai, phir unko dil deke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyu banao. That the people of this world, and not only the people, all the things of this world, a person's got a business, Hazrat Wala Jamat Barakatun explains to us, it never ever happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that this person passed away, he made so much mehnat on his business, got so many factories, 10,000 workers, and this and that, and now he's passed away, take it and put it with him in his grave. Never ever happened. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the means of receiving thawab jariya, a pious child who makes dua for you, you taught knowledge to somebody else, you did some activity from which people derive benefit, and even after a person passes away, you will find the benefit of it. So ye dunya wale, all the things, the world, the people of this world, ye bewafa hai, they've got no loyalty in them. They have got absolutely no loyalty, so why should I give my heart to them? If I give my heart, then I should give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautifully he said also, ye jaan bhi di, to di hui usi ki thi. That even if you pay the ultimate price, and you give your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become shaheed. And our Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi was stressing this point always, that become shaheed, kill your nafs. When the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make your heart firm. Like our Hazrat Allah Damat Barakatun is stressing all the time now, that read the Sawaneh, read the biographies of our pious predecessors, read the ahadith and the kitabs regarding the virtues or the itab, the warnings regarding some aspect. And then when the opportunity comes, then remain steadfast. Just kill yourself, tell your heart that Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Lomri Nabano, don't become a fox, don't become a timid jackal. Then, no, me, I can't, you know. I just can't take my gaze away. A beautiful woman comes in front, I'm so weak. No, he says, now become a lion. and address yourself and say, "Main tera khoon pee jaunga." That, oh my nafs, I will drink your blood, I will murder you. I will become shaheed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I will not give in to my wants, I will not give in to my desires, I will not give in to my passion. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. And that is what is mentioned in that ayat, what was read in the kitab just now. Habba ilaykum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must become more beloved to you than anything else. So Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi saying that all the people of this world, all the activities of this world, all the things of this world, where we feel we're going to find solace, where we feel we're going to find support, all these things are going to lead us. One day we will be gone. We are going to be and there also we are taught all the time that make muraqabah of that time. And one day I will be dead. They will be giving ghusl to me. The water is too hot, I can't say it's burning. The water is too cold, I can't say it's too cold. My arm is stuck under the back and I can't say it's sore. I can't tell them anything. Now I'm going into the qabr, I'm all alone. Now munkar and nakir. Now where's all those things of the world? Now where's my very, very posh car? Now where's my mansion? Now where's all my workers and all my servants? Now where are all my children? Now where's my sports activities? Now where's my business? Now where's all my politics? All my politics and all these things. So, all these things have got no loyalty. They are going to part from us. We are going to be going into our qabr alone. We are going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is painting the picture for us. If only Allah can open the eyes of my heart. It's very easy for me to stand here and say a little bit. But Allah must put the reality in my heart. That I must realize what I'm saying. Really, Allah. If only Allah can put it into my heart. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, Ye but jo muhtar hai sarapa, ghulam unka banu to kyu kar? That ye but, all these things of this world. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, but an idol. Hazrat says so beautifully, that tomorrow if somebody must bring an idol of gold, and put it in the masjid, then we will all say an idol. But it's made of pure gold, 24 carat or the highest carat of gold, and they made a beautiful idol and bring it. We'll all say, this is kufr, this shirk, we'll fight with the people. A person can fight, or it can be who, we'll say, no, that's not acceptable. But the same gold, melt it into gold coins, and now what we call Kruger coins. Kruger, we shouldn't even take the name of a kafir in the masjid. Anyway, gold coins. Then we'll see how we fight over it. Then we'll see what the value of it is. Now we'll see what is in our heart. So all these things, the idols of this heart, the things which we think are of importance, the things which we give priority to, all those things, a but, jo muhtaj hai sarapa, they are in need. Anything that we see in this world, your car, it needs maintenance. It's got to go to the mechanic. You've got to wash it regularly. Your house, it needs maintenance. The house, now the roof is leaking. Now the wall is cracking. Now it needs painting. Now anything of this world. Family members. Now this one is sick. Now that one broke a leg. Now this one's got to go to the doctor. Now I've got the flu. Anything of this world. We see it's got needs. That it is not independent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah samad. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. He's khani. He's independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no need. That's why dua is the crux of ibadat. That when we're making dua, we're showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm full of need. And you got no need. You are the one who completes need. So, yes, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi saying, Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa. That all these things of this world, all these dollies of this world, they've got need. And when they've got need, then why should I give my heart to them? Now, why should I sacrifice myself over them? Rather, let me give my heart to the one who has given me the heart. The one who created the heart. Let me sacrifice everything that I have for him. We were saying just now that Jaan bhi di to di hui usi ki thi. That even if we give up our life, we gave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what have we given? It was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So something that has got need, why should I sacrifice myself in front of it? Why should I become a servant of it? Why should I pollute my life with it? In the couplet before this, that ahan kyuk banao. Why should I let my life rust away? Why? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heart also gets rusted. And Mawlana Niyaz Patel Barakatum gave the beautiful example that when steel becomes rusted, then it becomes weak. It will break. You can bend it anyhow. Like that, the heart also becomes rusted. We become corrupted with the love of the world, with the love of things. We put our trust into other things. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. A person who will put his trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is his hasab, Allah is his supporter, Allah is his overseer, Allah is his nourisher, Allah is his everything. So why should I give my heart to anything which itself has got need? Let me give my heart to that being who gave me that heart. Let me give my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has got absolutely no need. In fact, he completes and fulfills the needs of others. Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang, gul se bulbul se mat husheda. Magar nishayman jo arzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyu banao? That, oh person, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is giving an address to everybody. That, oh person, we accept that in the garden of this world, the nightingale, the bird that is flying from branch to branch, here there is a rose, here there is a tulip, here there is an incarnation, here there is different flowers and different fragrances. Oh, this bird is very, very, very happy. But one day this bird is going to die. Or one day if this if the garden has to wither away, there is no maintenance. Like you are saying that everything needs maintenance. There is no maintenance. Now there is weeds, now there is snakes, now there is rodents, now there is everything. This nightingale is going from branch to branch, from flower to flower and feeling very, very happy. That one day all this is going to pass. So, Hazrat Rasulullah says, but this garden which is temporary, and this nightingale itself which is temporary, this person in this world, all the things that he has given importance to, his business and his sports and his politics and his family and his cars and his mansions and his, whatever the case may be, all these things are temporary. He himself is temporary. So why should then we sacrifice ourselves over things which are temporary? Rather we sacrifice ourselves over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is eternal, who is Allahu Ahad, Allah is Abadi, Allah is Abadi, that Allah is from ever, Allah will remain forever, and that kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an, that in every split moment, the sha'an, the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something different, something laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we can't even think of what Allah, or who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. All we know is that Allahu Ahad, that Allah is our Rabb. He is our Rabbah. When you got any need, we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further in the final stanza, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi saying, Mujhe jo akhdam, mujhe to akhdar, sukoon dilgar, mila to bas ehle dil ke dar par. That, oh akhdar, addressing himself, taking his name, and this is the person who gave his life for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but addressing us, people like me, who totally bereft of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bereft of the quality of love. I still don't even understand what is love. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is addressing himself, but a lesson to us all, that if I have found solace, if I have found support, if I have found comfort, contentment of heart, then I have found it in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the company of those who have got heart. Of those who have filled their hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. That he who becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his. These are people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sit with them, then we find that solace. In one hadith of Qudsi, that when a person, through nafal ibadat, exerts himself so much, then I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he touches. I become his legs, his limbs by which he walks. So to say, not we are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are in the company of the Ahlullah, those who are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I found solace, if I found any support, if I found solutions to my problems, then I found it in their company. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us by way of command, kunu, a word of amr, a word of command, that stay in the company of the pious, stay in the company of those who have got heart. حَتَّى تَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ Until you become like them. That the person is judged by the company that he keeps. A person proposes for a girl to get married. The girl's party are always going to see who are his friends, who he associates with. Person may be everything, but he's got bad company. They'll say, no, we don't want to give our daughter. So stay in the company of the pious. Their qualities and the solace of heart and contentment of their heart that they have will rub off onto us. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi finally says, to unke dar ko main apna maskan samime dil se kyun na banau? When I found comfort here, when I found solution to my problems here, when I found solace here, when I found contentment of heart here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we learn here. When I found everything here, then from the bottom of my heart, why shouldn't I make this the goal and the purpose and the object of my life? Why shouldn't I sacrifice myself over it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding, first of all, then after everybody else.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, a few guzarishat, a few reminders, a few requests. One is, we should make shukr. Alhamdulillah, our program starts at 10 o'clock. And Allah reward by Ihsan, mashallah, with his promptness, punctuality, and reading from Hazrat's Kitab. And the actual, our majlis is Hazrat's majlis. And getting it, so to say, direct, though it is a translation, but then to the words of Hazrat and the benefits which are in there, it can never be in our words which are tainted with all our filth and dirt and sin. And Hazrat's maqam, which we will discuss just now, so we should, Allah give us tawfiq, we try and be here by 10 o'clock and we benefit from this. And mashallah, Allah reward by Ihsan, not only that he is punctual also, but he reads it also and presents it also in a very, very nice way. May Allah accept and make it beneficial for all of us. Then the ash'ar, as Mufti Ali also explained now, and in reality, the ash'ar, they are so high. And when we hear them, and we feel so guilty, we are absolutely nowhere. Well, not even munafiq's words then, that also. Where the position is, and where Hazrat's position was. And that we just making nisbat with Hazrat, Allah forgive us. As Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, used to write his name, sign his name of Nange Aslaf, a disgrace of the our aslaf. That our aslaf, we usually say, one alim explained so beautifully, that one of the great ulama said, we always say, ha ulai abai faji'ni bi mithlim, these are my great, great elders, show me somebody like them. That is true. But he says, if they say, ha ulai abnai, that these are our children, they have been loyal to us, they have served what we wanted, if they say that, then it is something. We usually just say that they are, undoubtedly, they are very, very, very great. But where are we? May Allah give us tawfiq. So we, but just if even that comes into us, that I am nowhere, I am nothing, I am a disgrace to my elders, then that is also inshallah, Allah will love that also. But we, as long as we feel that I'm something, I'm somebody, I'm really, I've done something, then we are in a dangerous position. But if that reality comes that I am nothing, and really we are absolutely, we are a disgrace to our elders, what they were and what they have done, and today we are here. So these ash'ar are also the kalam of our Shaykh. And he has put in there, he has put his heart into these ash'ar. Bayans were made normally during the day or at night after Maghrib, after Isha. But these ash'ar were made 2 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, when suddenly Hazrat would just wake up, take the pen, and the pen would just start moving. Usually to do this, a person thinks to get this word to rhyme here, to get this meaning to come out here, but this, it should just happen that Hazrat should just write. And when that inspiration from Hazrat, from Allah Ta'ala stopped, then it stopped also. And he didn't force himself to write more. Okay, whatever, so these are those great, great lessons for us. And each, not only the all the ash'ar, but each couplet and each word are great, great lessons for us. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bring these realities into us. Also, this coming to the majlis of our satis, this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Manana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explained, which we heard many times from our Shaykh, that like a person lights lamps in those days, today electric bulbs we have. We have a 15 watt bulb, a 60 watt bulb, 75, 100, 1000, whatever it is. Each one is giving its light according to its strength, how much it has got in it. But when it comes into the atmosphere, it is all mixed. Now it isn't that this 15 watt bulb is this one, or the 5000 watt bulb is this one, it is all mixed. So all of us who come here, everyone is coming with his iman, everyone is coming with his niyat, and we don't know what some satis, what good niyats they make, and with what talab, and with what desire they come. So all that here gets together here. And then coming here, for which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, Hazrat Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and all our buzurgs that bring our little children also to these gatherings. Now in that environment of Noor is here, everyone is going to benefit. Even the Shaykh himself, even the Murids themselves, everyone from one another now, we have come now with everyone's iman. Somebody's iman is more stronger, somebody is weaker. Allah knows everyone's condition. And everyone's niyat and everyone's talab and everyone's jazbah is different. And everyone's sacrifice again on a Sunday morning. And the mujahada, the sacrifice, all that which brothers have made here. And we have now gathered here. It is all in the atmosphere. Then Allah made fazal. We are in the house of Allah, in the masjid, where the malaika abound. Allah's rahmat descends here. And Allah make our niyat clear that it is for our islah. And everyone is in need of Islam. Even the person making bayan, the Shaykh himself, every murid, we are all in need of Islam. And two aspects of it, that wherever, whatever level we are, we have to go a higher level. And as a person progresses and he realizes, and that was one of the reasons ulama explained of the tawbah and istighfar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah continuously, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ, we have made high, and we are raising your position all the time. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tawbah istighfar, as Allah gave him a higher position, he made tawbah istighfar of his what he was previously. Like that, Allah grant us also. As a person progresses, then we realize at one time, for example, a person thinks that I got the love of Allah, and he's speaking about it like that. But afterwards he realizes really that I haven't got that. I thought I got it. I was like what we call infatuation. I was not really in love with Allah. I thought I'm in love. But when the test came, I realized I failed. So I haven't really got that love. Now we make tawbah istighfar of that. So our coming year is to always go higher, and then we feel guilty that 50 years of my life, 60 years of my life have passed, 70 years, and I still haven't achieved anywhere. And I haven't achieved my goal. The other aspect is that we have to make this effort, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes. And nobody has got guarantee of his condition. Whatever his condition is, that whether it will be tomorrow, whether it will be the next minute like that, nobody. So we have to fear continuously that I don't know what my condition will be. And the real fear is that at the time of mort, what will be my condition? If that time comes beautiful and good, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, What a great sheikh, what a great position. And Allah gave him what a mouth, and he's buried in Jannatul Baqi by the feet of the Azwaji Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen in Jannatul Baqi. And he is buried next to his sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What a great position. But when he used to be in Madinatul Munawwara, and the cleaners of the street, the municipal workers cleaning the streets, etc., mostly also from Pakistan, India, etc., they should come and meet Hazrat for du'as and take Hazrat's blessings, etc. Hazrat should cry and ask them to make du'a. And he should tell them, you people are the cleaners of the darbar, of the surroundings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has chosen you to be the cleaners of this place. Mm-hmm. And just to give us a little understanding of that, Allahu Akbar, where are we? We are absolutely nowhere. Once, many years ago, centuries ago, one wall of the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam fell down onto the Qabr. So now it had to be cleaned and had to be fixed up. So they chose one person, and he cried for how long, that I have to do this, to be in that chamber of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the room. And then he cleaned it with his beard. Not with a broom, not with anything, with his beard. And in what condition? Allahu Akbar. We usually make dua also, we wish also that we must make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, but somebody wrote to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, make dua, we all want it. How happy won't we if we make ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali told him, or written whatever it was, that I haven't got the himmat to look at the Gumbat-e-Khizra, where you got the himmat to be in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people who have this reality, that Allah's Nabi's Muqam, how great it is. And just to look at what relish we look, and alhamdulillah, it's ibadat for us. At our level, to look at the Gumbat-e-Khizra, to find joy in there. But they feel we not even fit, our eyes that are filled with so much of sin, and their eyes are pure. And our eyes, which are really so impure, but yet we feel our eyes are fit to see. They feel we're not even fit to see that. Where we and the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many such incidents are mentioned of our great, great buzurgs of how Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah and Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he should go and make ziyarat, then, like most of our buzurgs, they're a little distance from the Qabr Mubarak. And then he should try and be behind somebody. And also many of our buzurgs have written, how have you managed to come here? What right have you got to be here? But on the other hand, my talib also, I want to be here. That fight between the two things, I'm not fit to be, but I want to be here. I want to be here in your presence, but I'm not fit to be here in your presence. So that is how our buzurgs were. Then Hazrat, one of our great buzurgs, he was reading Salatu Salam, and as the adab are, and as we are taught with a low tone, just a little bit from your lips, not loud, not shouting. So somebody told him, that great buzurg, that how will Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear you? You are so far from him, and all the walls and curtains which are in between. He says, even if you shout at the top of your voice, the voice won't reach. This is another matter, how it reaches, and with how lot of more adab and respect we have got, so much it will reach. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to appreciate these majalis. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once he's in his majlis in Saharanpur in the Khanqah at night majlis, somebody had seen a dream that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, and all the mu'takifeen, he gave them envelopes, each one. So it was a great basharat. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was also informed. He said that this is not at all my kamal. It is all of you who come. You make your ibadat here, your du'as here, your namaz here, your zikrullah here, all that Allah Ta'ala has become happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has become happy. So we are also all, and also it gives us so much of happiness and joy and inspiration, though we know we are not one bit fit for it. But our satis, when they explained their halat, their condition. How, when they went for Umrah, what their condition was, how staying here, that what intentions they come, what feelings they have got, and where have we got eyes and where have we got hearts. But you can see that really they are genuine. That what halat Allah Ta'ala is, good halat, ahwal, Allah has given them. One is a person makes a story, that also happens quite often, but one is that, and Allah is the knower of everything. But what we make out, that mashallah, and so it gives us inspiration, that our saathis mashallah, what tarakki they are getting, may Allah grant the reality of it, not only in outwardly, but real, and also istiqamah, till maut comes. It is said that when Shaitan was expelled from Jannat, when he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the malaika, great, great malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, Mikail alayhi salatu wa salam, all the great, great malaika, saham kaya. They were just like shocked, in a state of total shock. And there is no measurement of time, we don't know for how long. So Allah asked them, what happened? Why are you people like this? They say that Azazir, Jibreel, the Shaitan, whose name was, he wasn't an angel, he was always a jinn, but he was promoted to stay amongst the malaika. That he has been expelled from Jannat, we fear for ourselves. We don't know which moment a person can be thrown out of the court of Allah Ta'ala. He can be outwardly maqbool now, but next moment how he can become mardood, Allah protect us all. So Allah Ta'ala said, just stay like that. Have always that fear. Never feel that I am now in very close proximity, very closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Always have that fear. May Allah bless us with that reality of it. And as long as a person, one Buzurg also says very beautifully, that as long as my eyes were as soon as my eyes felt on my own fault, then nobody in the world appeared to be evil in my eyes. Now I didn't have time to look at anyone. These people are like this, so that one is like this, this one has done that. Now when your eyes fall on your own faults, and that is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, our Buzurgs inform, when a person realizes, I am faulty, I am wrong. That is a great ni'mat of Allah, that your eyes fall on your own faults. And now you don't see the faults of other people, you realize I am the worst in the creation of Allah. And that is what a person has to strive for. Not that I've strived that I become a farishta, which beautifully explained, ke nek banna faraz hai. To become righteous and pious all the time, to endeavor and make effort, is compulsory. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think I am pious, this is haram. The minute a person thinks, I am pious, I am good now, I am alright now, that is totally haram. And a beautiful example which comes to mind many times is that a person throws a ball up. It will go up, up, according to all the weight of it and how much of strength it was thrown up. It will come to a certain level where it won't go further up. But it won't stay there either. As soon as it reaches the maximum height, it starts coming down again, and more faster it comes down than what it went up. So as long as a person feels that I have to go up, he will be going up. I'm not right still. I have to correct myself. I haven't made my islah still. I still have to make my islah. I still have to make mujahada. I still have to make my zikr. I still have to make my ma'mulat. I'm still nowhere. That person will keep on going up. But as soon as a person imagines that I'm at the level now, I'm all right now, then he will start coming down. And this is a very dangerous condition, that a person feels, I'm all right. Allah give us always that I am in need. And when a person has that, he won't look upon other people, what's their condition. He's worried about his own condition. Allah give us tawfiq. Then this few muzakaras that we make, just briefly. One is to read Durood Sharif, which we say that at least 10 times, Alhamdulillah, that also we got satis in our majma who are sitting here now, who are reading 1,500 duruds daily. MashaAllah. And even more they are satis. Allah give us all tawfiq that we have the jazba and it becomes our desire. And with enjoyment and release we read Durood Sharif. There are so many other aspects of it. But anyway, even 10 times it comes in an absolute authentic sahih hadith. A person who reads 10 times every morning, evening, then on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sifarish, intercession, shafa'at will definitely benefit him. On that day when a person will want to, just whatever he can get to help himself, a drowning person, if he gets just a little twig also, a little straw, he'll want to hold on to that. Yeah, the shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And just for 10 times durood, for that also, may Allah give me. And we speak all this so it comes into us. It's not in us. We speak about it so it comes. We remind ourselves. Like to read 10 times durood, hardly 10 seconds that a person reads. And now we feel a bit difficult to make that 10, to read that 10 times durood. We don't remember also. Perhaps we don't put it in our mind also, I must start reading. That is beyond me. I can't do that. We just sort of block it out. But when we will see the rewards of it, we will see, why didn't I do it? It comes in the Hadith Sharif also on the day of Qiyamah, people will bite their fingers and then right up to the wrist, right up to the arm in sorrow that what opportunities I had. And I wasted all those opportunities of mine. So like for example, reading this Durood Sharif, for example, which I am also very far, Allah give us all tawfiq, to make wudu at night and to sleep on taharat. What a great ibadah. But that time we feel it hard, lazy, that now I must go make wudu. I'm feeling so sleepy, I must get up, I must go make wudu. But when we'll see the reward, we'll say it was nothing. What was it difficult? That 2 minutes, 3 minutes little amal. Why didn't I do it? To make 2 rakats of ishraq namaz, 4 rakats. What great benefits of it, of tahajjud, of awwabin, of many other things which are common. Tahajjud we might feel is a bit, I have to get up that time or so, like whole day's work is in front of me. But there are many things which are so easy, but just that laziness or that ghaflat, unmindfulness that we don't think about and we don't do it. But when we'll see what the reward and what the returns are, then at that time we'll say, how stupid wasn't I? I could kick myself. That why couldn't I do it at that time? And also in this ash'ar, how beautifully Hazrat explained that your house, the bird's nest, which is temporary in this dunya, this house of ours is temporary. How much effort we make for it. And that house which is eternal, really think each one for ourselves, how much do we make effort for that house, to furnish that house, to build up that house, to all the time upgrade that house, to make it more beautiful, how much do we do for that house? And more our attention is for the house of dunya, for this, we know our bodies are going to perish, we're going to come to an end, ruh is going to carry on. How many of us got fikr for our ruh? This is all just to try and ignite that fikr, to try and bring it into us that I must have that, my ruh, my akhirat, my house of akhirat, I have to prepare for that, I have to save myself from jahannam. So Durood Sharif is a very great amal that will help in this. And it will help tremendously in various aspects. Allah give us that, and to read Durood with muhabbat and love. Not really numbers also, but with that feeling and with passion we send Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi from various aspects. It's like, we can say it's like faraz for us. So just say again, Allah's ni'mat that He hasn't made it faraz. If we think of it morally, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's favors upon us, his sacrifices for us, even on the day of Qiyamah, how he will intercede for his ummah, how much mustn't we be, it's like faraz from our side. But ulama have written that to read durood once in a life is faraz. But if we think of it morally, that how can I live without durood? And on a Friday to increase inshallah, and then sunnah. The value of sunnahs also are so great. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the sunnahs, to love the sunnahs. May Allah give us that love of sunnahs. This is a great thing, especially at this time when people are sort of against sunnahs. And they are speaking, na'uzu billah, bad about sunnahs. At that time, to show more love and cherish and to have that love in the heart. of course, the greatest thing is to practice the sunnah and then to propagate them as much as we can. Also see how much are we propagating sunnah. And all the ahkamat of deen, as it comes in the hadith sharif, that if a person misses one namaz, it is like he has lost his whole family and all his wealth and everything. Now one namaz, and in our deen, if one thing of ours is less, do we ever feel anything? That just for example, I miss my namaz with jamaat, I have to make it on my own. Or we overslept, and there is provision. If you overslept, you overslept, then you make your qaza. But that, do we get that feeling that what have I lost today? But just let us lose something material, a small thing, one cup breaks. One thing we lose, or a keys we lose, or anything else. Allah save us all, my car got stolen, or anything else. That how much of effect it has got on us. And in our dini matters, I spoke a lie. Do we feel guilty about it? I beg biteth, my nazar fell haram on something. Do we feel that guilt in us at that time? But our dini thinks we lose something, we don't feel anything. Allah Ta'ala make our iman like that, that we feel guilty with regard to our dini matter. So the sunnahs Allah give us, and then to propagate the sunnahs also. And namaz, that we make that the object of our lives. Namaz is that which, if namaz becomes correct, our whole deen becomes correct. Our dunya is corrected, our akhirat. When a person is in masjid with Allah Ta'ala, Allah is seeing to his needs outside. When a person is in namaz, Allah is seeing to all his other matters. When the Lodium Ijtima was taking place, we met one brother of Lodium, responsible brothers. He said that one time, I think for whatever reason, they had to put a deposit or something of about 250,000 rand. And he said, we had nothing. But he said, our Ishraq Namaz, he is pabund on that. Professionally he's a professional, but with his Ishraq Namaz he's regular. So he says that how Allah made it, he finished his Ishraq Namaz, one brother came and he just gave the money. And he didn't even know that they needed it, and it got sorted out. He says his whole day's programs, that this meeting here, going to meet those people there, going to see to this, his own personal dunya's matters, and he's an architect, engineer, and also the ijtima matters. But he says how Allah places everything. Namaz time, he's free and he can make his namaz properly. Sometimes we want to, but that time overlaps into namaz time. Now we also in a dilemma. There is a meeting here and it's namaz time here also. And not only you can make your namaz on your own, but what jamaat properly, and to do it what your sunnahs before, everything. This is also when we have that desire and we plan. So namaz is a great thing. If we get namaz into our lives, Allah give me, give us all tawfiq. Everything else will fall into place. Allah make it that we make that an object of our lives. And then to make dua for our parents, to make isal sawab if they have passed away. By that we will benefit. Our dunya will come in order. By the barakat of our parents, we make isal sawab, we make dua for them, Allah will make our dunya come in order. And then we must do it for our asatiza and our mashayikh also. Even that ustad, even if it was an apa, a female, even she wasn't an alima, but who taught us our alif ba ta tha. That also we make dua for them. In our deen, lot of benefits will come. Allah will open our deen for us. Today our condition also is such that we think every one of us generally, we normally refer to our youngsters or to our women folk or girls, that our hearts are more towards dunya. We want the things of dunya. Dunya must be in order. Dunya must be in place, etc. It isn't still that our deen must be in order. That my deen must be in order. So our hearts have to change. Many times you speak to somebody, the parents are tired, they bring them, and just repeat again, for many brothers perhaps who haven't heard, we were discussing at one place that because our hearts are so dunyawi inclined, so much towards dunya and the things, and our children, their sports. One mother again yesterday complained at home that the children, their sports is like faraz for them. Namaz doesn't matter. You can miss your namazes, doesn't matter. And we know generally that is the condition. But the sports and all the things that go with the sports, brand names, fashion, all this. Before, brand names, fashion was with women. Now it's all with the, not youngsters, with men also. All of these things, how much it has overcome us. And everything has to be done. Weddings have to be done in style like that. Anything, Quran, Khatam also have to be done in that style. Walima also have to be done in that style. So our hearts are all in that. Now the heart has to change, which comes in the hadith that there is one piece of flesh in the body. If it's right, everything will be right. So how to get this is by dua. So that how lot we will make, one is dua. The other thing is by making isal sawab for our asatizah and our mashayikh through whom deen came. Allah will change our heart. Allah will make deen the object and we'll move towards deen. So we were discussing this, and Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Patel, the Ahmed Barakatum of Durban, explained that in one of their maktabs, primary madrasas, there was one boy, maybe about 8-10 years old or something, and extremely naughty and right out of hand, very rude. So much so that the apa, the female teacher, phoned the supervisor that this boy must, I must get rid of him. I can't keep him. I just can't handle him whatsoever. And she wanted it immediately, but in details. But finally he came, and then she explained that 3 days ago he punched another boy, and that boy nearly died. So terrible it was. That 2 days ago, the partition of the classroom, he smashed the whole partition. And yesterday something else very terrible he had done. So it's impossible, I can't keep him whatsoever. They phoned, the mother wasn't staying very far. She came, they told her, she started crying. That this morning the principal of the school phoned me, and he also had all this complaint. That take him away, I can't keep him, it's impossible. Now they were like, they didn't know what to do. The apa of the next class, listening over all what is happening, she came. And she said, give this boy to me. I will try and handle him, and I will see what I can do. But she said one condition. She told the mother, I will phone you at tahajjud time. You also make dua for him, I will also make dua for him. They did this, and after a few months, he was a complete, now where he was like an enemy, he became the bosom friend now. He supported the ustad in the class. He should explain to the other students, he had changed completely. So dua is a great weapon, which we don't really use today. Today so much so, Allah make that my observation is totally wrong. But like somebody passed away, it's just like a news item, okay, he passed away. Who of us really make dua that now in his qabr? Allah keep him sabit qadam. Malaika are going to be questioning. Who of us make at least 3 times qul huwa Allah and pass the sawab to him? It's just a news item like. You get news, somebody is very sick, ill. Who of us really make dua for the person? Ya Allah, give shifa to the person. And there are so valuable duas that we can make. We just hear he's sick, or we just say, at the most if we say Allah give shifa, that is also a ghanimat. Otherwise, that also is not said. Just he say, he's sick, that's all, finished. He's there in the hospital. But to make dua, and how much we can for every mu'min, all the mu'min, mu'minat, we make dua for them. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Little bit, inshallah, on the ayah that I've recited. The difficulties that we are having, problems, and which is common, every person has got, unfortunately, some problem or the other. Every home, every family, extended community, the whole ummah, we are going through difficulties. Now, 3 aspects, why are these problems here? And then secondly, while the problem is, what must we be doing? And then what is the solution to the problem? Today we have got different things, different solutions. So the problem, why it has come, one, is generally, as Allah says in this Quran, in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, that whatever difficulty comes to you, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, generally, any musibat, it is because of your own doing. Though in other ayat, and we have to see the deen, not only in one context, but the whole. For Allah wants to raise somebody's stages, Allah tears somebody, the other thing. But generally it is because of our own doings, our own kartut, what we have done, that comes to. And then also, وَيَعَفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that few things Allah takes us to task. And many, many things Allah has forgiven. If Allah has to take us to task for everything, Allahu Akbar. We won't even be able to think what has happened, what hit me from what side. Allah just for a few things, and that also that we in other ayats Allah says that we turn back to Allah. That is also a ni'mat of Allah, and we are such. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that Ya Allah, Fir'aun and his people, you have given them so much. They are not going to listen until you show an effect on what they have got. Otherwise, they are not such that they are going to take heed. So we also, we start missing our namaz, it doesn't matter to us really. Now we're missing our tilawat, it doesn't really matter. But if we lose our job, now it's a problem. Now the landlord asks us to vacate. Now it's a problem. So Allah brings this little problem, so we come to our senses. So these problems, mainly we should think and realize. And another very important point, when somebody else is in problem, never think it is because of his bad deeds. Think because Allah wants to give him higher stages. Allah wants to raise him. But for myself, it is because of my sins. Normally we think about, yeah, let them carry on still doing what they do. See now what's happening to them. And we are pure and clean. That nothing happens to us. No, for ourselves, always feel that we are guilty. So that is because of the wrong that we do. What wrong? Check ourselves with our Fajr namaz, for example. With our Asr namaz. Our all five times namaz. Check ourselves that many times the occasion comes when there is an argument with the wife, or in the family, or with friends also, or not even an argument, just discuss it. How many times we just speak a lie? And we take a lie many times as a joke. How many times one person told me, somebody gave salams. Then afterwards he came back, he said, I lied. That person didn't give salams. But commonly we say, once we went to Pakistan when we were studying, when we came back to Deoband, I told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Imana bin Nuri Rahmatullah gave salams for you. He said, he doesn't know me also. Away he's going to give salams to me. And he reprimanded me. He said, you're just saying from yourself, because it's our habit. We went to somebody, we meet the other person, we know they are close, or we think they are close, that they gave salams. It's a lie. Once a joke I made by Hazrat, when Hazrat was here, our Shaykh, and then Hazrat said it's a joke. But the lie that is in there, which is a guna-e kabira, which we don't even think about, it's a big guna. So many times we just lie. And it has become like our nature. And many, alhamdulillah, some brothers realize it and they come forward and they say, I don't know why, but I just lie. For nothing I lie. No reason I lie. Many times we make jokes at the expense of other people to make other people, just to make them laugh. Ghibat is included in there. To make people happy, we make so many ghibats. And what ghibat, what a big guna it is. Ashaddu min az-zina. How big guna, like eating the flesh of your dead brother. How terrible this guna. But we are so commonly involved in it. In our business, how many things we do. And we just pass it off. Commonly we say when we are driving, the traffic cop stops us, what things we do at that time? A wedding comes in the house, or a walima, or anything. Then sometimes the engagement party, all these things that come, we get involved. And all these things add up. And then the conditions come from Allah Ta'ala. Allah protect us all. So first we should realize that these conditions that come to us, we have to correct our deeni life. When a sickness comes in the house, we don't think of it like that. Financial problem, argument between mother and father, parents and children, we don't think it's from deen side, our negligence in deen in some way. We attribute it, this person is like this. He's very harsh and he's very rude and he's very bad. This person did that, that person did that. Or people are our enemies, people are making jadu on us, which is very common. Any problem, jadu. That people are making black magic on us. We don't take it that our deeny problem, that we are deficient in our deen, that is causing this problem. If that is so, one thing we have to realize that. Then secondly, when the problem is there, then at that time, Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا, seek the help of Allah. You got a problem. Now what must you do? Take the help of Allah. بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, by making sabr. And the sabr of every occasion is different also. Like respect and adab are also different. Ulama explain, for example, with respect. You are walking with your ustad, with your sheikh. Now you are speaking, so don't walk behind him. What next time I can speak, you can understand properly. That is the adab of that time. At another time, for example, in front the road is dark, or you have to, he's taking you to his house. Now you don't know where to go, so he must walk in front. That is the respect now that he walks in front. Other times the respect will be that he walks at the back. So different occasions, and this also, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi makes dua, Ya Allah, on the occasion of adab and respect, teach me what is the adab of that time. So just like that, sabr also, it takes different forms on different occasions. Oh Allah, you guide us. And one alim taught us a very beautiful, if we read 7 times every day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then every time, whatever decisions we have to make, Allah will guide us to make the right decision. What I have to do now, what I have to do that time, in this occasion, what must I do? Inshallah, Allah will guide us. And with taqwa also, Allah guides a person who has taqwa, Allah blesses us with taqwa. So, sabr is one thing. And the other, was salah, and with namaz. Namaz is dua also. So dua also we should make. And salatul haja also we should make. When we are in difficulties and problems. Together with that, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has written, and he said, it is my experience also. And the experience and instruction of our mashayikh also. That whenever difficulties come on, upon us, then at that time, read kasrate durood. Lot of durood sharif. Durood Sharif solves problems. We don't see the connection between the two. Just like we press a button, the gate opens. With our eyes, we don't see. But we are now used to it. We know you press this button, that gate opens. This happens, that happens. Wallah, with Durood Sharif and with Aman, Allah Ta'ala brings great, great changes. So whenever there is a problem, whether it is individual, family, community, ummat problem, kasrate durood. And then the other thing, tawbah and istighfar. How much we make of our tawbah and our istighfar at that time. And really tawbah and istighfar, our Shaykh rahmatullah ali used to mention that the words of tawbah and istighfar are also very valuable. Just the word astaghfirullah. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. Just those words are also valuable. Hazrat explained one person from Karachi, most probably he was, he studied overseas, Europe, America, wherever, very learned person, lot of degrees. When the time of his mort came and the people told him, make tawbah, he said, that word what you are saying is not coming on my tongue. He says that all the other words of the world, I've studied a lot, what in my field, whatever I studied, what difficult words to pronounce also, medical terms, scientific terms, how difficult they are. He says, all that comes on my tongue. But that word, tawbah, doesn't want to come on my tongue. Allah, so this word also is very valuable. But that is just the seed, Hazrat explained. Now after that, let the tree grow also. Let the flowers come. Let the fruit come. So tawbah istighfar, we start with that. Realizing I'm wrong. What I have done is wrong. And admit it with no exception. But I thought it was, I couldn't help it. No, I am wrong. Finish. I did wrong. And then that I determined not to do it again. And at that time, at least to come out of that guna, to be out of that sin. And whatever other huquq, rights there are with regard to that, fulfill that. I didn't make my namazes, start making my namazes. I'm owing people money, let me start paying them. Let me go and ask them to forgive me, whatever I can do. When we have done that, then now we have come out. Now, then the change and real tawbah is a rujuk, to return again. We were in the wrong path, wrong road, to come onto the right road now. That is what really tawbah. Now we change our life. And whatever condition we are, we go to a better condition. And we turn to Allah Ta'ala more. So this is what will take us out of that problem. So while the problem is there, also very important, then observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, even if our heart is not in that, our mind is in other things. We are with our patient in the hospital. We want to hear the doctors for 3 hours, 7, 8 hours with the operation. We want to hear the results. Our mind is there. But it's namaz time, go and make our namaz. Even our heart is not in the namaz. But fulfill that command. Make our duas. Our heart is not in that dua, but the amal must be there. And Allah wants the amal, that condition of enjoying namaz, our attention is there, that is an additional gift from Allah. If that is worth, what to say? But even if it isn't there, the amal is matloob. Just like Buzurgs explained also, that ikhlas is required. Now many of us, we feel, I haven't got sincerity, so why should I make amal? When I get sincerity, then I will make amal. How beautifully they explain that the amal is the utensil. If you haven't got the utensil, how are you going to put the thing inside, the ikhlas inside? So start with the amal. Even if you are thinking you're doing it for name and fame, you carry on and slowly carry on. Now when you got the amal, whatever, your namazas, your tilawat, your zikr, and you make effort all the time to make your islah, now ikhlas will also come. Now all the other qualities, but have that amal first, so that the qualities can come inside. Have the utensils first, then you get the thing which you put in the utensil. If you're going to ask for a cup of tea, and you haven't got a cup, where are you going to put your tea into? So first have the utensil, then you get that. So during the amal also, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then the solution to it is in amal. That we turn to normally our mind, and there is no harm in it. If somebody is sick, you go to hospital, you take medicine, you got a legal problem, you go to your lawyer, financial problem, you go to accordingly, all that you do. But the main thing is the real asbab, which are controlling these other things, that we should turn to. So in that is salawat, tawbah, istighfar that we make. And together with that again, that we make, we give sadaqah. Sadaqah is also a very valuable thing. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatum, says that even if you give one ren a day, and today what is a ren? You give two rands a day, and everyone should give according to his condition, what Allah has given, and so much that we try and give that we feel the pinch a little bit. Not just that we just gave and we don't feel anything. If we give daily, sadaqah saves us from a bad death. Sadaqah saves us from problems that have descended Messiah. Sadaqah saves us from those problems which are still coming and they are taken away. Sadaqah is a very great thing. Let us use all these true means which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, which our akabir, aslaf, where they reached, and what position in this dunya, in akhirat also, where they had reached, and we see it with our eyes. On the other hand, we find the people of dunya, which we follow more. We got a problem, we go to this counselor, we go to that person, we go to that person. One person who wrote many books on how to solve problems. You got an emotional problem, you are sad, how to solve it. You are feeling down, how to solve it, how to give bayan. All problems, but he died, he committed suicide. And our buzurgs, what solutions they gave us? That at the time of maut, what wonderful maut, and the real life Allah has given them permanently. So let us opt for that. These dunya things which are permissible in the limits of sharia which they are, no problem with them. But don't give them preference also. In our hearts at least, that conviction, and we must change the attention of our families. Everyone thinks different today. And if we talk about these things, we are like native people. We are people who belong to, I don't know, which century in the past. People don't want to listen. And that is also not really their fault, it's our fault. We have allowed their whole environment to overpower us. We are not making the effort of promoting our teaching, and that we realize, that we make everyone realize that these amal are the things that are going to sort out our problems. And so we give sadaqah also, and more than that, if we can do, and make shukr also to Allah. Usually when a problem comes to a person, he only focuses on that problem. Anyone speaks to him, this problem, very bad problem I got. I'm so bad, I'm so different. And all the billions and billions and billions of ni'mats of Allah in that condition also on him. We don't think about that. And we just turn to Allah, we complain about Allah, that Ya Allah, you gave me this musibah, you gave me this taklif, and so many other ni'mas. And Allah's clear message in the Quran Sharif, with great stress, it is the word of Allah, it is in the Kalamullah, the Quran, the final word of Allah. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. What, how much of stress Allah said, you make shukr, I will increase. And shukr, We don't even recognize the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many ni'mat of Allah? Just one, for example, there are so many people have explained. One person went for treatment, most probably from Pakistan to Europe, America. He came back. People came and fetched him at the airport and he greeted them with his hand. After that, he made a sign that he wants water to drink. They brought the water, he took one tablet from his pocket and he drank the Yedis tablet. Then he spoke to them. He told them, when I left, I did not have this problem. But my mouth does not make saliva anymore, spit. It's just dry, my mouth. So because it's dry, I can't speak. If the tongue becomes tight, like sometimes in Ramzan, especially a sugar patient, your tongue becomes like hard and stuff. You can't speak, you can't eat also. So my tongue has become like that. So when I drink the tablet for 15 minutes, now the saliva is made, now I can talk, I can eat, drink, everything. And that one tablet, if I remember correct, at that time, which is many years ago, $50. Say 600-800 rand, whatever. And if you calculate it for 24 hours, it comes out, if you want it 24, about $50,000 it works out to. Just to make spit, saliva. And Allah is giving the poorest of the poor enough of spit. So much that we spit it out on the ground. You got an argument with somebody, you hate him, you spit on the ground. Or you spit in his face with it. It is like a down, a thing which you dislike, hate a thing. But what's the value? But so Allah's ni'mat, we can't imagine. Any person who got a knee problem, and then he explained just some fluid has become less. Just this one small little thing. Allah's untold. So to make shukr of Allah's ni'mat. And Allah loves that person. In fact, when we eat, and in between, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lak alhamdu wa lak. Allah loves that person. And who Allah loves is a wali of Allah. So you just by eating, you can become the wali of Allah. Allah loves that person who makes his shukr. And we think, I'm not fit for this food at all. Me, my sinful life, where am I fit for this? So shukr is also a very great thing. If it's a more serious matter, keep rozas also. They will help tremendously. A more serious matter, make some minnat, nazar also. That if this problem gets solved, I'll keep so many rozas. If this problem gets solved, I will have a well done. For people to drink water. I will make so many rakats of namaz. All those, these are the things that will solve. But the sad part again is, to talk of it is easy. When the problem comes on me, then all this is forgotten. Then just the normal dunya's ways, we just go to that. And we forget all this. So the more we make muzakara, the more we remind ourselves, the more we speak about it to one another also, inshallah, it will come into us. And then we will say, and muqallib al-qulub, musarrif al-qulub is one and only Allah. And these are the things which bring Allah's rahmat down. In Jamaat we have seen that whenever there were problems in France not very long ago, there was all these big problems and they were good. The authorities were going into the houses middle of the night, not caring about parda, about the woman, in what condition they are, when they're still sleeping, etc., breaking down the houses, smashing everything because of the problem they had. There was something. The Jamaat brothers thought, our solution is to take out paddle Jamaat. And they took out a huge number of paddle Jamaats walking and spread it in the whole of France. Allah changed the conditions immediately. And Allah Ta'ala made peace, and again everyone, everything was restored again. So these are the ways that we have to go to. And these gatherings of ours are to remind us of this. That we come onto this. We are all in need. Continuously we are in need. We will be having our Islahi Jalsa next month, the 2nd, 3rd and 4th. Of Jamadiul Ukhra, the first weekend of February 8, 9 and 10. And this is all for the same thing, that how can these things come into us? We need it, the whole ummah needs it. How many brothers we can bring and we can get informed and we make this muzakra that it must come into us. Allah Ta'ala grant. And whatever weaknesses we have got, and our weaknesses are much, much, much more. And if Allah has to judge us by our weakness, nobody will succeed. As for ulama, buzurgan, if deen have said, Allah looks for an excuse to forgive a person. Finds one excuse, you go, you are forgiven. If Allah has to look for our faults, and everyone will be doomed. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, one great wisdom, why good deeds Allah multiplies so much the rewards. They're by 10, by 700, yudhaifu liman yasha, and more than that also. And sins, how much sins? Only so much. Because if Allah, if that system was not by Allah Ta'ala, He said nobody will enter Jannah. Now we do less good deeds, but Allah gives us much more in return. And our sins are more, but Allah kept the punishment limited to that. So in that way, inshallah, Allah in His mercy, in His rahmat, He will inshallah make us to be successful. Otherwise, if the sins and gunas were the equal by Allah, we were doomed. So Allah Ta'ala is, but we have to try. Somebody points out our faults. A Muslim is a mirror to a Muslim. Point out the faults in a nice way, with respect. And accept also what you are told. Think about it. I'm wrong here. I have to correct this. How am I going to correct it? Then we work in that direction. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.